Muchas gracias.
Thank you. We'd first of all like to thank the team for this excellent presentation of the report. I'd like to thank the director, James Shan, for the excellent results. Our comments specifically look at the Global Investment Report. This report is a landmark publication. It's extremely useful because it's a reliable source of statistics. There are some circumstances that may not be represented through the database in the Global Investment Report. First of all, the methodology means that the statistics in the report are mentioned in net values. These are, of course, significant, but mixing investment and output in the same indicator, and in light of the dynamic that is not always reconciled, sometimes the information cannot be relevant. For example, in Spain, we have gross and net figures. The figures are significant, but unfortunately, in the Global Investment Report, we don't see these figures. And secondly, in spite of the fact that UNCTAD is taking great steps to be transparent and show the special purpose entities and other vehicles for investment that are normally domiciled in offshore locations or tax paradises, we can see, for example, the British Virgin Islands have a foreign direct investment that is higher than France, and in Netherlands, there's a higher stock than France and Spain together. We can see other examples along these lines. So it's quite clear that the final investors are become richer and they are not living in the British Virgin Islands, and we should be able to see these statistics so that we can identify who exactly is getting richer. First of all, UNCTAD is taking steps to try to establish reliable data on greenfield. The greenfield investment is the most interesting from an economic point of view, and having more relevant information on this would be extremely useful indeed. Finally, the exchange rate has an impact on the statistics, and over the course of a few years, we can see significant fluctuations in this, particularly when it comes to stock. These are not representative of any variation in product. So it would be helpful to have some kind of tool that would help streamline this concept. On the basis of these comments, we would like to, of course, congratulate you on the useful publication, and we very much welcome the improvements included as to inclusivity in the analysis and particularly the gender perspective. Thank you very much.